The city aims to relocate the current senior center, which sits on a parcel in the 1300 block between Park Avenue and Woodside. That site is planned for an affordable housing development. During a press briefing on Monday, Mayor Andy Bierman said they've been trying to find a new location for the senior center as far back as 2011.
We discussed with the seniors for almost 2 years. We looked at a variety of temporary locations that they might be able to move into while we work with the county to build that regional center. And they really weren't very pleased with the options we put out there. There was a desire to move when they move out of their current facility to move into their permanent next facility. And there were also just practical challenges, like the Christian Center was one of the locations we looked at, and there were concerns about parking and not being on a direct bus line. So we've gone the rounds, and I think both sides have been a little bit frustrated that we've been working all in good faith but unable to find a good solution.
City officials said the seniors didn't want to go into locations where they would have to share space, such as the library or the Mark. The mayor said in the end they settled on a parcel to the north of the Mawinney parking lot area, bounded on one side across the street by the library and on the other side by the skate park.
There's a large piece of land in there that's a park. It's had a slack line in there. It's had public art. And as we took a hard look at it, we realized that it would support a building about the size of the current senior center. It would maintain a very central location right on our transit system. It's got plenty of parking. It's next to the library. It's going to feel very much like part of the community. It allows us to create a space that's going to be slightly larger in terms of usable square footage for the seniors. It's going to allow for expanded programming. It'll be more efficient use of the space, so it should be able to seat more seniors as well as provide for larger classes as needed. And we think it keeps them in the core of the community.
Mayor Bierman said they understand that the new center is something of a midterm solution.
As we believe at some point the county will build a Western Summit County Senior Center, which they might want to move into at that point. At that point, we can repurpose this building to other community needs. In the meantime, it would be something that they would not have to miss any downtime in terms of if we're able to move forward on this soon, we'll have it ready before we need to take down the existing senior center. We did explore the possibility of just relocating the existing senior center because it is a historic building and there are a lot of folks that'd like to see us preserve that. That was not practical to do. It was going to be a more expensive option. And ultimately, we think we have a third party that will take that building and find a good reuse for us, but it didn't make the most sense to do that under these circumstances.
He said the current senior center has about 2,250 usable square feet. The new planned one-story senior building will have 2,500 usable square feet. City officials said they budgeted about $1.7 million for the new building. The money comes partly from the general fund and partly from the Lower Park Avenue Redevelopment Agency. City Council Member Nan Worrell, who serves as liaison to the Senior Center, said the patrons are excited about the plan. They're also feeling a sense of urgency because, she said, they're not getting any younger. She said this is a great chance to address an unserved population.
We have a tremendous number of seniors in town that don't use the services at the senior center. And for a variety of reasons, we have a lot of seniors that don't consider themselves seniors. I think this is a great opportunity for us to look at kind of rethinking the senior services and how can we make a senior center that is more attractive to a broader cross-section of the seniors that are already in town.
She said the new plan has a number of items the seniors want, such as dedicated storage, better parking, access to the bus route, the library, and the ski area, an on-site professional kitchen, and outside space, including a patio. The current senior center, which will be used until the new structure is built, has been closed since March 12th, but patrons come there by appointment to pick up lunch. The city is hosting three opportunities for information and public input. A drive-through preview at the existing center is set for this Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., A virtual open house also takes place that afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m., and a virtual coffee with council is set for Tuesday, July 7th from 9 to 10 a.m. For KBCW, I'm Rick Broth.